Now, coming from an education background, do you find technology in the classroom is being used appropriately?
That's a really interesting question. I think it's the crux of the report that you just described, which is that technology has become a big part of our classrooms, but I think we're not entirely sure how to use it yet. And I think maybe that's where we're facing some challenge.
So how do you think we could use it better?
Look, I think it just moves so quickly that learning how to use it effectively is a challenge. And I don't think we can necessarily blame technology for reductions in, say, reading and writing or mathematical ability. But I think we can certainly say, how would we use technology to improve that? And that requires us to really understand the pedagogical benefits of the technology. Look at the technology and think about how that technology might be used to improve classroom practice. And to give you an example, I mean, an iPad is a very interactive device, and you can interact with it and it can give you feedback, it can see what you're doing. It is much more than just a textbook. But a lot of iPad apps that you see currently, they don't take advantage of that interactivity. They kind of act like a digital textbook.
Yeah, you were mentioning the iPad. You know, it does have an incredible educational value, but I know that my mum has got one at home, and when I was younger, immediately straight to the Fruit Ninja. I was always, always on the fun applications. Considering these are now coming into our classrooms, and laptops as well have a history of, you know, you can get so distracted, you got the wild web at your fingertips. Are there any measures we can put in place to make sure students are staying focused when using their technologies?
Well, that's a really interesting question, and I think it's an open question. And I work with a lot of teachers for professional development, and some teachers, they think iPads or phones in the classroom are a great idea because they allow the students to do extra things that you couldn't do in the classroom without those devices. Think of the non-native English speaking student who's listening to you that doesn't understand a word that you're saying and is able to go and look that word up immediately on their device so they can continue to interact with the class. But then on the other side, as you suggested, you have the people that think that there's a distraction there, that if a kid has an iPad in their hand, then there is a tendency to go and check Instagram or Facebook or, goodness forbid, play Fruit Ninja. And so, you know, there is that balance. And I've seen teachers at this stage doing both. Some teachers embracing the use of the device in the classroom, other teachers saying, look, we actually should tell the kids to keep these in their pockets. And I think the problem there is that technology is so vast and so wide that, as you suggested, whilst we can use it for positive things, we can also use it for negative things. And I think the thing we need to do with the kids is teach them the appropriate use of the technology so that they're using it for the positive rather than the negative.
I mean, it's well-meaning enough to say that we teach the kids, but, you know, kids are rebellious. They, you know, when you give them, you know, you can put an apple and a piece of cake in front of them and say the apple is better for you, and they'll probably still go for the cake. Are there types of restrictions that we should put on their technology to kind of guide them through that narrative of using a technology productively?
And look, that's what I'm seeing teachers do now, is limiting what kids can actually do with the devices in the classroom, and trying to keep the kids a little bit more on task. And I think that is part of teaching. I think that, as you say, you know, there's a reason that schools have a healthy eating plan in the cafe. Let's not serve chips, let's not serve cake, because, you know, then we just remove that temptation. So there is an argument that you can remove some of the temptation. But then that comes back to what you were saying at the beginning about bring your own devices, and this idea that if a kid's bringing their own device to school, then should they, how much limitation should we put on what they do with that device?
And bringing it back to what I was saying a little bit earlier, do you think that the decline in the PSIA rankings is attributed to the use of technology in classroom and our misunderstanding of it?
I think it's attributed to a change in culture that is related and somewhat linked to technology, but I don't think we can necessarily point our finger directly at the iPads or the laptops or the iPhones or whatever it might be. Instead, I think culturally, I think as a society, we're changing and our attention span is a little bit different than it might have been in the past. We're a little bit more inclined to multitask and to try to do multiple things at once and to try to get a quick fix from things sometimes. And I think our literacy and our numeracy standards need to, as we said earlier, kind of adjust to the way that society is changing. And one of the challenges there, of course, is that they're all the teachers, they're all the older people that remember the good times, remember the different times. So it's hard for them to adjust to that new world.
Mm, absolutely. And, you know, we're talking about how productive technology can be in a classroom, which we've seen that it can be. But do you think that there is a possibility for us to return to what you might suppose are traditional teachings outside of technology, or do you think we're too far gone now?
Look, I think we're shutting the gate after the horse has bolted, and I think that's the concern. I mean, think about it. How often do you use your device at home, sitting on the couch? How often do you watch TV shows on Netflix? You know, how often do you engage with technology in a multitude of different ways, just as a member of society?
Mm.
And so I think, and I'm a technology guy and I'm a little bit biased, but I think it's backwards for us to say we should take the technology out of the classroom, because I think the kids are going to engage with that technology when they become members of society. I think it's more useful for us to teach and to educate and to learn how to use that technology effectively for the students, set them up to be good digital citizens once they get into the real world.
Mm, absolutely, because there's absolutely no way that once they get out of school, they're going to be going back to books. It's going to be a crazy world by the time all the kids that are going through the PSIAs now are out of school. Hey, Dr. Cowling, thanks so much for joining us this morning.
Not a problem, Alex. Great to talk to you.